Welcome to Lead for a Change, a brief weekly sound clip for progressive public leaders. A quick lesson, a shot of energy and reflection for all of us working hard to make change happen. Just a minute or two together because your time is valuable and your leadership is essential. Your host, Dr. Hank Rubin, best-selling author of Collaborative Leadership, award-winning speaker, coach, and founder of the Institute for Collaborative Leadership. With decades of experience as an executive director, superintendent, commissioner, and more. Here's Hank.
Welcome back to Lead for a Change. I've got my coffee right here. I hope you do too. If you're a subscriber to this friendly podcast, then you know that just a few days ago, I asked if we might start our journey together with a simple exercise to get you and me thinking about who we are and who we want to be as leaders. It's an essential first step for our becoming the leaders who make change happen. I asked you to take a single sheet of paper and write along the top of one side, "The leader I am, ... And then spend some time filling in that side of the sheet with adjectives that describe the kind of leader you are right now, both from your perspective and through the eyes of those with whom you're involved in your leadership roles. Adjectives like good or bad or patient or calm or stoic or questioning or effective or collaborative. And don't worry, because you don't really have to fill that side up all in one sitting. Come back to it later as more adjectives come to mind. And then take that same sheet of paper, flip it over, and write along the top of the flip side, "The leader I want to be, ... Here, I want you to write the adjectives that describe your aspirations, how you want to see yourself and how you want others to see you. What that really amounts to is, how do you want to lead? And who do you want to be as a leader? Hold on to the sheet. You'll want to remind yourself of your answers, and you're going to want to watch as some of your answers evolve over time. We're going to keep coming back to this simple but profound exercise throughout our time together. So, questions. That's our topic. Questions. We're starting with questions. It's a very Socratic way to approach leadership. It's psychologically grounding, both for you and those you would lead. And as a general rule, I think we'd all agree that it usually makes much more sense for leaders to start with questions rather than answers. So here's our starting point. Just one more question to begin with. Why? Why do you want to lead? What is the change you want to see happen? What is your North Star, the point on the horizon towards which you and those you will lead will be striving? This all rolls up into one very big question. Why lead? So I guess I've asked three questions to get us started here, to get both of us thinking about your leadership. What kind of leader am I? That's one. What kind of leader do I want to be? Two. And why do I want to lead? Three. And all this comes before we even get into the meat and potatoes of leading and what leadership is all about. There'll be more, and I really hope you'll take a moment to think about these questions. Spend some time with them. If you do, I think they can go a real long way in helping us make sure that our weekly conversations actually do help you lead better. Have a great week. And if you get a chance, please drop me a note with your questions or suggestions, or better yet, with some of your answers to the questions we've begun to work on here. Take care. And please don't forget to subscribe.
Thanks for listening to Lead for a Change, here to help you lead better. Let us know if you've got a question or topic you'd like us to tackle. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For more information on Hank Rubin or to contact him directly, visit collaborative-leaders.org. We'll be looking for you next week. Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.